trained just like you was in the military, but you replanted the forest and such as that. And it's wrong about that time. They didn't call it welfare, but in the areas where they were overproducing, like fruits, you know, apples and oranges, and where they had flour and stuff like that, they would issue out commodities, say, to the needy people. And so consequently, there was a lot of people, you know, in other words, commodities were groceries, you know. And but they called them commodities back in the day. They said, hey, take it easy on them commodities now.
Now, what was some sweet liquid you might pour over pudding?
Oh,
or maybe it's called milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg. You might pour it over a pie.
A sauce.
Okay. Food taken between regular meals, you'd call it?
Snack.
Okay. Now, of course, now when you were thirsty, you would, what would you do?
You'd quench your thirst by drinking.
What would you drink? Maybe have
water or milk or, you know, soda pop.
Okay. Now, if dinner was on the table, the family standing around waiting to begin, what would you say to them as the head of the household?
Well, first of all, in other words, the way it worked in my family, you know, and a lot of the family back in the days, let's say, dinner's on the table, you know, well, the grown folks, my dad used to set one end of the table and one at the table, you know, and then you sit down at the table and then they return thanks. And then after that, why, everybody ate.
Now, if you wanted somebody to if everybody was standing on the table, what might you say to them? Everybody?
Everybody be seated, you know.
Okay. Now, a friend might come in, you might say,
would you care to partake of our food?
No, now you wouldn't say that. Did you ever say that?
No, not really. I mean, why don't you come eat with us, or won't you eat with us, you know?
Okay, all right. Now, if you wanted, you know, if you were starting, if you'd said the blessing, you might say to somebody, you want them to take some potatoes and then pass them on, you might say,
pass the potatoes, you know.
Well, you might say to them, just go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay, all right.
We used to have our own blessings, we'd say. You know, after daddy, mom would say, we used to say, may the Lord come down with a great big twist and hand me a dish as big as my fist. Amen.
So, somebody goes ahead, you say they go ahead and
eat?
Yeah, well, no, they would go up. You tell them to help themselves.
Help yourself.
So they go ahead.
And then help themselves.
Now, if you don't want anything, if you decide not to eat anything, you say, I don't. You might say, when you decline some food.
Food? I don't care to eat. I'm already full. I'm full up.
Okay. Now, what you call food that had maybe was cooked and served a second time?
Warm doughs.
Warm doughs? Alright. Now you put your food in your mouth and you begin to
chew it.
Alright. Now, can you tell me about some of the vegetables you might grow? Things you might. What about the starchy kind of stuff raised in China and
rice.
Yeah. And now, about some of the other vegetables you might grow.
Well, we down in this part of the country, you know, we have big rice eaters, you know.
Yeah, that's right here.
And we used to eat a lot of rice. Still do, I do. And in fact, we used to say rice was Kuhn-ass ice cream, you know.
Kuhn-ass
ice cream.
What's that?
A Kuhn-ass is a, that's a Frenchman, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, it's the Acadian French that migrated to Louisiana, you know, along this coast from Canada, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's a lot of coons in Louisiana, you know, and they call them a coonies, you know. And,
yeah.
Like I said, they've called me that.
And something's making a good impression on your nostrils, something's cooking, you say. Somebody just